And many of you have lost, been robbed of your blessing because you listen to somebody else whining. And you stop coming to church, you stop studying your Bible, you stop praying, and you just surviving now. And some people right now, pride got them. Still to humble themselves down and say, Lord, you know I was wrong. I was wrong for even listening to that person. I was wrong for even entertaining that thought, those thoughts. I was wrong for letting myself get involved in that conversation. These men came back from the land that seen that with milk and honey, brought the proof of it. Yet those, I don't know how many was, you know, I heard the report, I don't know, said when they left Egypt were 3 million Jews. Now I don't know how many. But even for a million, that's a whole bunch. And here 10 men. God, if it were half of them, and, you know, it may have been, may or not. If it was just a million, got a million folk killed. And you're going to follow that? You better stay with this word. You may not even follow me if I ain't following the word. You know what Paul said? Follow me as I follow Christ. Because just because I say something, I better be saying what the word said. I better have some proof, evidence. Amen? Proof. And what I mean by proof, if it wasn't true, let me give it to you now. If it wasn't true, it wouldn't have happened. Jesus didn't have scripture, but he did it because he was prompted by the Spirit. To spit on the ground, make some clay, and put on the man's eye and told him to go wash. If it hadn't worked, it wouldn't have been true. So if you can't producing what you're saying and you don't have scripture to back up what you're saying, then you better leave it alone and get in that word, because this is what we follow. The Holy Spirit instructing us, enlightening us, because there are men in these hours, they are seeking to deceive, to destroy, to rob you. And God wants you to know, even in this troublesome time, you can live the finest. You can live a rich, full life. Although you're challenged, but your faith will stand the test. And that's why he told you, won't you understand, fight the good fight of faith. God, that's why he said God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. That's why he said, but without faith it's impossible to please him. Why? Because that's the way he operates. That's what releases power. God has power that no foe can withstand. No devil can stand. And what we have to know how to do, how to operate in that power. Amen. Every word of God is true, all through the Bible. And even though your name may not be written there like Moses and others, but you're in there. Amen. And this book, you're in there because your name is written in the book of life. And this word is to you. This word is to us. In our generation, this word will see you through. Every storm, every battle, every test, every trial, every opposition. Didn't say you wouldn't come against her, but you just overcome it. They put Daniel in the lion's den, but they couldn't kill him. They boiled John in oil, but they couldn't kill him. Hallelujah. They put the three Hebrew boys in the fire. They couldn't burn them. Hallelujah. Some, that song says, some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, and through the lion's den, and all that, and some been sown asunder, and all that kind of stuff, but they could not be stopped. And I'm telling you, all this stuff that's going on, the disease and problem and sickness, and you have a faith that'll see you through. Amen. 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 I don't know how I did that tonight, but praise God. It's 8 o'clock. I mean my thing saying 8 o'clock. Amen. Praise the Lord. If y'all put me a clock up there, I'll be more efficient. Amen. All right, ushers. Do we have a question? Question. Thank you, Jesus. Question. Thank you, Father. Don't let the enemy rob you. Amen. Faith is of the heart. Walk by faith and not by sight. How do you get faith? Faith, meditating on the word, practicing the word. All right. Go ahead, Usher.